Vance praises YouTuber Nick Shirley's report on Somali fraud in Minnesota. Far more useful journalism than 2024 Pulitzer Prize winners. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 27, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance praised YouTuber Nick Shirley's reporting on fraud in the state of Minnesota, stating that Shirley had done far more useful journalism than any of the 2024 winners of Pulitzer Prizes. This dude has done far more useful journalism than any of the winners of the 2024 at Pulitzer Center Prizes, Vance wrote in a post on X. Vance's post came in response to a video posted on X, in which he and his team exposed Minnesota fraud. Shirley explained that he and his team uncovered over $110 million in one day. "Here is the full 42 minutes of my crew and I exposing Minnesota fraud. This might be my most important work yet," Shirley wrote. "We uncovered over $110 million in one day. Like it and share it around like wildfire. It's time to hold these corrupt politicians and fraudsters accountable." In a post on X, conservative activist Benny Johnson pointed out that Shirley had exposed over $100 million in Minnesota Somali fraud, funneled through fake daycares and healthcare frauds. Watch Shirley's full video here. Breitbart News's Lowell Caulfield reported that Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, demanded answers from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. D. After a video went viral of a YouTube journalist confronting employees of an alleged daycare center receiving millions in federal aid for up to 99 kids but showing no signs of activity. YouTuber Nick Shirley visited the Quality Learning Center in South Minneapolis, reporting that the learning center hadn't even spelled its name correctly on its sign, with learning misspelled as leering. As the citizen reporter approached the facility, an unidentified woman yelled, "Don't open up!" incorrectly claiming Shirley and the man with him were Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. Shirley's reporting comes after the City Journal released a report in November that found that federal counterterrorism sources had confirmed that the Somalian community in Minnesota was sending millions of dollars in stolen funds back to Somalia. The funds were also ending up in the hands of the terror group Al-Shabaab. In many cases, the fraud has allegedly been perpetrated by members of Minnesota's sizable Somali community. Federal counterterrorism sources confirm that millions of dollars in stolen funds have been sent back to Somalia, where they ultimately landed in the hands of the terror group Al-Shabaab. As one confidential source put it, the largest funder of Al-Shabaab is the Minnesota taxpayer. Since the report was released, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has announced that the Treasury Department would be investigating reports that Minnesota taxpayer funds was ending up in the hands of Al-Shabaab. Education Secretary Linda McMahon has also called for Walz to resign over reports of massive education fraud occurring within the state's college system.